Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. Glad to be here. And thanks again for tuning in. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Yes. And you know what? We've got, I don't want to call him a guest because he's like family, right?
Uh-huh.
We've known him for a long time, and he's definitely been a friend to our show. But he works for an agency that is really a great community partner. And so he stopped by today to visit with us, and we're excited to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Chris Ackerman from VVTA.
All right, well, thank you.
It's always wonderful, Chris, to have you with us. We greatly appreciate all that your organization does and provides in our community. You guys always seem to be doing something new, something innovative, and something that really serves our community in just the best way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To get around.
Yeah, absolutely. Because in our community, there's really two types of public transportation riders. There's the choice rider, mm-hmm. people that choose to use public transportation. Now, we have a segment of that here in the High Desert. Mm-hmm. Most metropolitan cities have a lot of choice riders.
Right.
But our main ridership is Lifeline, mm-hmm. the Lifeline rider. People who have no other opportunity to be able to get to where they need to go without public transportation.
Without
those are the ones that we serve a lot here in the High Desert.
And then also, unlike the metropolitan areas, because of the area that we're in and some of the ruralness mm-hmm. of it provides some challenges, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because VVTA, we are considered, in the state of California, we're considered a medium-sized transit agency.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, we're considered a small agency. But we cover close to 1,000 square miles because of being in a rural area. To where our sister, our good friends down in San Bernardino, Omnitrans, they're known as a large agency nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Their coverage is about 437 square miles.
Yes.
We're very close to 1,000. That's why we have so many programs, and we have such a great staff that work so hard to make sure those areas are covered, not just the major areas like Victorville, Hesperia, Apple Valley, Adelanto, Barstow,
yes.
but, Hinckley, Newberry Springs, Wrightwood.
Right.
Pinyon Hills, Feeling,
yeah,
things like that. We need to get out to those areas and be able to serve that ridership.
Right. And I think, that's always one of the things that I've really admired about the mission and the focus of the organization is to definitely have embraced where we are, who we are, and how to best serve us. And so you're here today to talk to us about some really big things that are taking place over there. I know that there's a rebrand going on,
mm-hmm.
right? Tell
yes.
us a little bit about that.
Well, when we started on this next project, our CMO, his name is Dustin Strandberg, probably mm-hmm. one of the smartest people I've ever met. He's been involved in public transportation for close to 20 years. And,
wow.
and I always tell people he's such a success story. He actually started out as a bus washer and a fueler at another agency.
Wow.
And worked his way up the ranks to now he's the chief maintenance officer for VVTA.
Yeah.
And he along met with our CEO, Nancy Goff,
mm-hmm.
And they met. And it was decided that it was time to give ourselves a little bit of a facelift.
Okay.
If it
All
was.
Right. It happened.
Yeah. So as the head of marketing for Victor Valley Transit Authority, Dustin sat with me and he said, Chris, if you're going to ride the bus in Riverside, what are you going to ride? I said, I'm going to ride the RTA. He goes, exactly. You're not going to ride the Riverside Transit Agency bus. You're going to ride the RTA. When I got to VVTA 6 years ago, I was really confused because the name of the organization, the agency, is the Victor Valley Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm.
But on the buses, it says Victor Valley Transit. And the logo said Victor Valley Transit. So I'm like, well, where's the A? All this confusion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was decided to, we're going to rebrand, and it's what we've done now, as VVTA.
Right.
And the only instructions that I received was, we want edgy, we want modern, we want to show motion, and we want to give the color a little bit of a facelift. And I think I did about 95 different logos or iterations of logos.
More than that, but okay.
We started like in August and didn't finish till late October. And it was like every day for a couple hours, I'm like, I'm going to focus on this part of it and just work on the branding.
Right.
And we came up with something that everyone is just thrilled about.
Right. And so now we're known as VVTA.
Yes, ma'am.
Which actually stands for Victor Valley Transit Authority.
Yep.
Correct?
Yes. I've been in marketing and graphic design now for 3 decades.
Yes.
30 years.
Yes.
And I've always loved the Target of the Nike swoosh or something like that. That's just simple and an iconic brand.
Right.
So I wanted to create something like that for VVTA, and I got some inspiration online. I thought, oh, I like that, and worked it up a little bit. And I know it'll take a few years, but eventually I want people to see our new icon and go VVTA and know who that is.
Yes, mm-hmm. They will. They will. Now, also, in addition to that, you guys have recently made a substantial investment. And I want you to tell us about that, because there's a lot of there's huge benefits to what this investment mm-hmm. that you guys have made. So I want you to tell us about that.
Sure. So, you know, when VVTA started over 30 years ago, this year will be our 34th year mm-hmm. in service here in the High Desert. When we started, we had diesel vehicles like anyone would have back then. And then we moved to clean natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And right before I got to VVTA in 2019, early 2019, I got there late 2019, we introduced battery electric buses.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 7 battery electric buses serving the greater High Desert, and we have 5 serving up in Barstow, where we also provide bus service. And after a couple of years, I kept hearing about FCEB, fuel cell electric buses, hydrogen fuel cell buses. And the talk was years ago on it. And that's what kind of brought the discussion about the rebrand as well,
mm-hmm.
of moving into hydrogen fuel cell technology. And here's a big difference of why we're moving into that area, where a battery electric bus goes about 120 miles on a single charge
mm-hmm.
and takes 8 to 9 hours to recharge.
Wow.
Kind of like
okay.
an electric car, but a
yeah.
lot bigger.
Right.
So
that's a lot of time.
Yeah, and they go about 120 miles on a single charge. Some of our routes go over 500 miles per day. Our Route 15 that goes from Barstow to Victorville, down to San Bernardino, to Fontana.
Oh, okay.
You know, we can't use a battery electric bus for that. It'll run out of power.
Right.
So, and like I said, it takes 8 to 9 hours to recharge.
Right.
So it was like, okay, that's not going to work for that. So we keep it on the smaller loops, routes that we have up here.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was discussed, well, now every time we buy a battery electric bus, we have to buy more infrastructure. We have to buy the charging unit, things
okay.
like that. So then it came, well, hydrogen fuel cell buses go about 300 miles on average with a single fill up. And it takes anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to refuel
that
a hydrogen
magic.
Fuel cell bus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was common sense. Okay, this is the direction.
Right.
We need to go with this agency. We want to be all electric, clean air, sustainable by 2030. We're ahead of the game. And we wanted to be able to bring hydrogen fuel cell technology.
Cost-effective, efficient,
yes.
friendly to the environment,
mm-hmm. yes.
all of those things.
Because,
right?
because filling up a hydrogen fuel cell bus is almost like filling up a car tank. Okay, so we're going to build the infrastructure one time, and then we can convert our whole fleet over time to hydrogen fuel cell buses and vehicles and not have to build any more infrastructure. What a great savings to
yes.
the taxpayer. What a great way for us to use those grants that we get.
Right. And so how many of those buses are you going to be putting on the streets?
Right now we have 13 of them.
Wow.
So we had a big grand opening last week
okay.
that we introduced our first 13 hydrogen fuel cell buses that comes equipped with our new branding. We did change the color a little bit. We have a little bit more of a brighter teal and black.
Okay.
So that's our new color scheme.
Are those the official colors of VVTA now?
Those are the official
okay.
colors of VVTA. Yeah, the coral stripes are gone, And it's a new color scheme and a new look. So we did this grant opening, so we have these. Right now we're finishing up the testing. Mm-hmm. We have an interim fuel station, so a temporary fuel station coming in that will bring in the hydrogen. It'll come in a liquid form, and then through that interim station, we'll convert it through a heating process into gas.
Wow.
That will go into the bus. It will fill the tanks that are above the hydrogen fuel cell bus. So there's no liquid hydrogen going in the buses mm-hmm. that's going to explode or anything like that. It's gaseous right. form. Mm-hmm. Those will go into charge up in a fuel cell. So we have fuel cells. That will charge the motor. And the hydrogen gas, the atoms basically split to an electron and a proton. The electron is what will go to the engine to fuel the engine.
Okay.
And then the proton will dissipate into water. And you'll have clean water coming out of the tailpipe.
Okay.
And I go out there. Right now it's very cold out. So when it's cold out, I go out there to the buses, and they're dripping water out of the tailpipe. Where maybe in the summertime, it'll be more of a gas. A vapor. A vapor. But yeah. You'll still see a little water. But the only thing coming out of that tailpipe is going to be water.
Okay.
So we are finishing up our testing, getting our interim fuel station. So I'm hoping sooner than later, you're still going to see those teal buses coming down Bear Valley Road and Main Street and Hesperia and Highway 395 in Adelanto. But they are going to look different. And mm-hmm. they look gorgeous.
Yes, they are. So, and one of the things that's really impressive about them is that they're very quiet.
Yes, yeah, very quiet. Because
very quiet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like a battery electric bus. I mean, they're still running on these fuel cell battery stacks. But yeah, it's totally quiet in there. We were giving tours after the event. We gave some tours. And I told everyone, we started driving down I Avenue. And I said, everyone on the bus, be quiet. Okay. I said, you know that sound you hear? That's hydrogen fuel cell working for you.
Yes.
You know, and it's just for our CEO, Nancy Goff, giving back to our planet. And it's so important to her. That is one of her big passions. I mean, Earth Day at VBTA, we are all over it. That is her big love.
Wow.
And so this is very, very important to her as well to have that.
And it's very important to our community. It's very mm-hmm. important to our environment. And I'm really excited about, like I said, what you guys have going on, because you always have something going on. If it's a program, it's a special day, some training, some intern opportunities. And so I want to ask you, Chris, if anyone is interested in learning more about VVTA, whether that's the services, the bus schedules, whatever that is, programs that you have, or what you guys currently have to offer to community, how and where can they get that information?
Sure. Our best way to get that information is to go to vvta.org. We have everything on our website for all of our different services, because not only our fixed route buses, we also have our direct access, which is mm-hmm. for our ADA paratransit riders, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. people who just are unable to use fixed route public transportation. We have ADA, where it picks you up right at your door, takes you wherever you need to go, not just to a doctor's appointment, but wherever you need to go if you're an ADA certified passenger.
Right.
And to find out if someone is ADA certified, they just go to adaride.com and fill out the information. And then if they get ADA certified, they can ride.
Then they're eligible for that
service. For that service. Then we have, of course, our MicroLink, which
yes,
we talked about before. Our MicroLink is just phenomenal. It's doing phenomenal business. We're still operating out of three zones, one in Victorville, one in Hesperia, one in Apple Valley.
Okay.
And it's booked solid to where they told me, stop marketing it, Chris. We're overrun, but we're still finding
work. Okay, and I'm going to ask you really quickly, tell us a little bit about what the MicroLink service is.
So the MicroLink service is what's called a curb-to-curb service. So I'm going to give you a real-world example. So it's a van called MicroLink, and it comes and picks you up in three zoned areas.
Mm-hmm.
So the hard thing with public transportation with this is they can't leave out of their zone area. So you can't take it from Hesperia to Victorville.
Okay.
But I promote it as connecting with your neighborhood, but within your zone. So if you want to go to a local shopping or doctor's appointment, school, something like that, you can use MicroLink within your zone to use it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go outside your zone, the MicroLink operator will take you to the nearest bus stop to get you to where you need to go and give you a free day pass.
Wow.
Does this cost something?
It does. It costs $2 a trip,
okay,
and comes with a free bus day pass if you need to use it. I'm going to give you the real world example for this. I love giving this example. So my family, we live in the Apple Valley zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My daughter, she attends Victor Valley College.
Okay.
Okay. She doesn't have a car yet.
All right.
So when myself or her mother can't give her a ride to campus, what does she call? MicroLink. It picks her up, takes her to VVC, which is in the Apple Valley zoned area.
Okay. Does it pick her up right in front of her house?
Right in front of the house.
Wow.
So it pulls up in front of the house, picks her up, takes her, drops her off at VVC. She's also really into weightlifting, like a power lifter.
Uh-huh.
So she likes to go over to 24-hour fitness and work out. So what does she do when she wants to work out after school? She can't have a ride. She calls MicroLink. MicroLink takes her from VVC down to 24-hour fitness, and she works out. Then she's like, oh, I have to go to work now. She works at Starbucks in Apple Valley.
In Apple Valley.
Contacts MicroLink through the app. It
still
picks her up
zone.
And takes her. And all within that zone.
And it was only the $2 then.
$2 each trip.
Each trip.
Each
okay,
trip.
Gotcha.
$2. So so for that day, it would be $6 for her.
Okay.
And how much is it for a gallon of gas?
Depends which station
okay.
you go to.
Okay, but again, it can only take her in the zone or anybody
yes,
in your zone.
Yes, it stays within the zoned area.
Okay.
So what we figured out with MicroLink was, I guess parents don't like to wait in those long lines at schools. So we have been inundated, and we use a lot of the service, usually in the early afternoons, for picking up students from school and getting them home. So the parents who have to work don't have to leave work to go get their kid. They have MicroLink do it and drop them off at the house.
Is there an age limit to use the MicroLink?
There is not an age limit, but, you know, K through 12 students ride all of our buses fare free.
Okay.
So they're able to use it, but... You know, within reason. I mean, if a 3-year-old gets on the bus, we're going to call our transit unit with the
for sure,
because we actually do have our own transit unit of San Bernardino County Sheriff's Officers.
Yes,
for VVTA, so they would be called, of course, in that situation. But we are now, our grants team is working diligently for grant funding to get more vehicles because our MicroLink is so successful. That we need more vehicles.
I had never heard of it. Oh my God.
I know,
this
exactly.
is interesting. I want to use it. Yeah.
So, again,
yeah, our website.
Any of these services, programs, information, additional information that our listeners may want, they can go to
VVTA.org. And of course, they can also find us all over social media. We're everywhere from Facebook to Instagram to X to Nextdoor to Blue Sky to Threads. TikTok. So we're everywhere. And me and my awesome assistant, Tisha, we like to have a lot of fun on our social media. It's not just posting detours and things like that. We like to have some fun. So, follow us on socials.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So, Chris, does VVTA offer any services to head down the hill?
Yes. So
we
have one service that goes down the hill. It operates 7 days a week. That is our Route 15. It is $6 a trip on that, or $6.50, I believe.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at Barstow City Hall and then gets on the 15 freeway, goes south, stops at the Victor Valley Transportation Center, does a few other stops around the Victorville area.
Mm-hmm.
It goes over by Providence St. Mary Hospital in Apple Valley.
Yes.
And then it gets jumps on the freeway and goes down to where it goes to Arrowhead Medical Center in Fontana, Kaiser Permanente, and goes to the
mostly
but San Bernardino Transit
okay.
Center is where it kind of ends. So it gets you
okay.
San Bernardino. But we also, one of its stops is, of course, at Cal State San Bernardino, where all coyotes ride fare free.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very cool.
So all coyotes ride fare free. All VVC students ride our buses fare free. And all K through 12 students ride our buses fare free.
Wonderful. And that's why I say you guys are an amazing community partner. Chris, thank you for coming and sharing this great information. I know that we'll be seeing
I want to use this service, yes.
Because you guys always have something wonderful that's going on, so we'll look forward to having you back. But before I let you go, and I know that Roxanne did ask the question, but I just want to verify that now the official colors of VVTA...
Yeah. So this is kind of fun, and this is a great thing the community can get, like is it or isn't it? Because, and I learned this, Darren Hendricks, who's the owner of Print Mart, he kind of explained this to me. Because our buses are now teal and black, he says the black plays tricks with your eyes. And so in the shade, the bus looks like a bluish teal.
Okay.
In the sun, it looks more like a greenish teal. If you walk up to the bus and put something blue, it looks green. If you put something green, it looks blue. The black really messes with your eyes and everything. But the official paint color that we have the swatch for, they made it teal green.
Teal green.
But I will say this, and you were talking about trying the service. One of the reasons, it's not, you know, yes, number one reason is for the hydrogen fuel cell, you know, to be smart, you know, to be sustainable. But we want to give pride to our riders. You know, they don't want to be on an old, dirty bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone said to me today, and they said, I never thought I would say this. They said, your new buses, they look sexy. So I want to give pride to our riders. Be like, I'm riding on that bus today.
Right. That sexy looking bus.
That sexy bus.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us today. Always excited. And look forward to having you with us. Thank you, and thank everybody over at VVTA for the amazing work that you are doing and for always putting community first.
Yes, I'm as the PIO, it's my job to come talk, but we have such a dedicated staff who are like me, who came into public transportation and fell in love with it because this is a way to serve our community. And we take a lot of pride in what we do.
And it shows. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.